This is
at the annual Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, the smartphone is king.
The smartphone is getting more powerful and more connected to all the things you might have at home or with you. So like the simple headphones up to security cameras and stuff like that.
So move over, home computer. Smartphones are taking the lead in allowing us to control the Internet of Things, or IoT for short.
IoT, right, it's a buzzword, but what it really means is your smartphone becomes the center of not only your mobile life on the go, but of everything within your home.
And the number of those devices is constantly rising, from electric toothbrushes to home robots equipped with cameras, lasers, and a range of sensors. Another area seeing improvements is smartphone cameras. Some are capable of changing focal length, others keep the image sharp at all times, or offer 360-degree vision.
So when you're at the bar, it's easy to fit more people in your selfie.
LG's G5 phone lets users add different attachments, as well as replacement batteries. But wait, that's not all. Thanks to a partnership between Facebook and Samsung, instead of meeting friends online through what amounts to a video phone, we will soon be socializing and making videos in virtual reality. Samsung's Gear 360 camera with front and back lenses will connect with the company's phones and the Gear VR headset.
One day soon, all of us are going to have the power to broadcast live what we're doing whenever we want, so that way our friends and families and the people we care about can experience it as if they're right there with us.
As in previous years, Apple did not attend this show, but according to rumors, the company plans to launch a new iPad in March. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.